There was no need to tell him that I had just scuttled some plan of the proper Indra draws. You'll whistle a different tune if we end up freezing our butts off because these assholes waste the whole damned city. The remains of Kialune were a rich source of firewood, not to mention stone for reinforcing earthworks. Fires began to spread. I felt giddy. Is this what power does to you? I stayed around, directing those men and other leaderless types who accumulated. The snipers were stubborn about not getting caught. Fires became more numerous. The weather turned colder as evening arrived. Rain came. It turned to sleet and freezing rain that coated everything with crystal. The fog thinned. As visibility improved, I discovered that the fires were more widespread than I had thought. Out of control and spreading, they soon yielded enough heat to turn the sleet back to rain. Smoke began to replace the fog. I told Tidei, "We're going to have to start hauling firewood all the way from the mountains." I sent word out not to start any more fires. It didn't do much good. The soldiers were so jumpy, they kept clinking at each other with the bamboo poles. Mugaba would get a good laugh out of this one. Full night arrived. I had been having too much fun. I did not want to be down in Kialune after nightfall. The dancing firelight only made me more nervous. What a time for the Shadow Master to loose his pets. "Did you see that?" I demanded.
"What?"
Tidei sounded righteously baffled.
"Can't swear to it. My eyes aren't what they used to be. But..."
But I did not need to tell Tidei. I thought I had seen Uncle Doge flickering through the tricky light as though he was a shadow himself. A troll-like figure had been right behind him. Mother Gota. Interesting. Very interesting. "Let's go for a walk." I headed the direction my in-laws were going. Tidei followed. Of course. "Tidei, what do you really know about Uncle Doge? What moves him? Where's he going?" Tidei responded with one of his all-purpose, neutral grunts. "Talk to me, damn it! I'm family."
"You are black company."
"Damned straight. So what?" Another grunt. "I admit, I ain't brown enough, short enough, skinny enough, ugly enough, or dumb enough to be a genuine swamp-loving master race Nguyen Bao De Duong, but I did just fine as Sari's husband. I overcame the impulse to throw him up against the handy ruin and slap the pig shit out of him till he explained what they thought they were doing, stealing my wife and pretending she was dead. In recent days, I'd found I couldn't help rubbing Tidei's nose in Nguyen Bao racism."
"He is a priest," Tidei confessed, after considerable reflection.
"Oh! You surprised me there, brother. Pretend that I'm not stupid. Not Jengao, which is a Nguyen Bao word meaning something like congenitally deformed, brain-defective foreigner."
"He is a repository of old things, brother. Of old thoughts and old ways. We were a different people from a different land once upon a time. Today we live where and how we must, but among us are those who preserve ancient skills and customs and knowledge. As analyst of the Black Company, you should be able to understand that mission."
"Maybe." Accumulated precipitation had filled the streets with slush.